is, and thus she welcomes her daughter-in-law.
She kisses just like other people, but the Lord Chancellor...
I forgot him. Mother, none can resist your fairy eloquence. You will go to him and plead for us.
No, no, impossible.
But our happiness, our very lives depend upon our obtaining his consent.
Oh, madam, you cannot refuse to do this. You know not what you ask. The Lord Chancellor is my husband.
Your husband?
My husband and your father.
Then our course is plain. On his learning that Strephon is his son, all objection to our marriage will be at once removed.
No, he must never know. He believes me to have died childless. And dearly as I love him, I am bound under penalty of death not to undeceive him. But see, he comes. Quick, my veil.
Victory! Victory! Success has crowned my efforts, and I may consider myself engaged to Phyllis. At first, I wouldn't hear of it. It was out of the question. But I took heart. I pointed out to myself that I was no stranger to myself. That in point of fact, I had been personally acquainted with myself for some years. This had its effect. I admitted that I had watched my professional advancement with considerable interest, and I handsomely added that I yielded to no one in admiration for my private and professional virtues. This was a great point gained. I then endeavored to work upon my feelings. Conceive my joy when I distinctly perceived a tear glistening in my own eye. Eventually, after a severe struggle with myself, I reluctantly, oh, most reluctantly, consented.